Hello, hello everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie today, y'all. Can I just, before I even get into the start of this episode, can I just tell y'all that a bitch has been bored? Lord have mercy, I have been so bored. Like, really? You know, sending your CVs out, working on Big O Live, like I said last week, and just doing something to keep yourself busy. But I have been bored out of my mind, babies. When I tell y'all, y'all know I spill all the tea on here about what's going on in my personal life and everything, or at least what is appropriate. And babies, I am so grateful for all of y'all for continuing to tune in to Tea Time with Effie. Y'all know that I appreciate y'all so much. Whether you listen it on the day that I record the episode, whether you listen to it a week or 2 weeks or a few days later, I don't mind. Whenever you got the time, shit, it's always gonna be there. Babies, we are on episode 2 of season 2 of Tea Time with Effie, and I am so happy and I'm so blessed to be able to do this podcast and in a way lay my heart out on the line. Not lay my heart out on the line, but just, you know, put myself out there and have something that I know is mine. Y'all know what I'm saying? Shit. So without further ado, let's start. Let's commence with this episode properly, and then we'll get into the topic in a few minutes time. So y'all know how we start every episode, whether you laying in your bed listening to me in your earphones, maybe you're driving in your car, you got me on the stereo, or you in the grocery or liquor store, especially in the liquor store. Y'all know that our president in South Africa, he opened up the liquor stores again, and I know a lot of y'all has been queuing in lines this morning trying to get your liquor, whether it's wine or vodka, brandy, tequila, or whatever your guilty pleasure might be, and you're listening to Tea Time with Effie. I say thank you so much for your continued support. I really appreciate y'all so much. Babies, before we go into today's episode, I had, over the weekend, I had watched Miss Wendy Williams. She had released, a biopic. I think that's what you call it. Yeah, a biopic about her life. And I watched it over the weekend. And as I was watching it, I was like, Lord, Effie, your life is very similar to Wendy's. To the point where she majored in communication studies. I majored in language and communication studies. She said she got her diploma. I got my degree. But probably, I think they just say diploma for everything over there in America. She started off as a radio personality. I'm starting off as the owner of my podcast, which is very similar. She had been in a relationship with her husband for many years and found out that he was trifling and cheating. And a similar thing had happened to me with one of my past one of my past ex that I told y'all about in season 1, who was cheating. Ooh, he been cheating on me. Shit. I watched this movie and I was like, dang, Effie, you are, or at least your life is very similar. Like, I would never have thought that we would have majored in the same thing. Now, y'all probably thinking to yourself, but then why does your Facebook say BA in journalism? The reason why I did that is because language and communication studies is the module, or is the subject, but there's a whole lot of modules within it. So we did cultural studies, communication studies, critical text analysis. We did media studies. There was a Did I say critical? Yeah, I said critical text analysis, which dealt with editing and all of those stuff. A lot of journalistic type modules within that subject. So that's why I just put it down as journalism, because I didn't want nobody trying to ask me what the hell is communication studies. So yeah, I just felt like I wanted to share that with y'all, because I was like, dang, Effie, are you Wendy? Are you the drag version of Wendy Williams? How you doing? Baby, I'm not trying to steal her saying, but it felt good, you know? It felt good watching that biopic and seeing that with her doing communication studies, where it had taken her in life, because there was a point in while I was still busy studying where I would think to myself, Effie, do you really want to do this? Is this a lucrative industry for you to go into and whatever? And it just shows that it actually is, because somehow a seed must have been planted in the back of my mind that had encouraged me to start this podcast. I mean, it's not lucky enough to get a job on a radio station, but with podcasts out there these days, you're able to, you know, create in a sense your own radio station, which is on all the different podcast streaming platforms out there for people to listen to around the world. And in that sense, I'm happy that the communication studies and also the research modules that I did has helped me to really build on this podcast, especially when it comes to the type of topics that I speak about and whatever. You know, I always take the time to research about the topics, and, you know, we always bring the tea in about my life on it and everything. But without further ado, let us just get into today's topic before I continue speaking about Miss Wendy. Instead of dealing with the topic at hand, babies. So today's episode, episode 2, season 2, Tea Time with Effie. Today's episode is entitled Conflict Resolution While You're Having Some Tea. Let me write that down. I just added on to while you're having some tea part onto this thing. Conflict resolution while you're having some tea. Babies, when I tell y'all, when I was younger, you know, in my teenage years and even in my 20s, or when you having some tea, yeah, and who, when I was in my teens and in my 20s, I didn't like conflict, and even today I don't like it. I feel like it's a waste of time. Especially because, and I'm not talking about physical conflict, I'm talking about conflict in general, whether it's physical, whether it's, scolding or disagreements or whatever. I never liked it. But let me tell y'all about what I used to do with regards to staying away from conflict as a young person. I remember when you see the partner that I spoke to y'all about, my ex, and I remember his personality was very strong. He had a strong personality, and I always used to make myself small. You know what I'm saying? I used to make myself small and just be like, you know what, Effie? It's not really... It's not worth your while to be talking about this. It's unnecessary. You know, it's going to blow over. Y'all will be fine, whatever the issue might have been. And I would just, you know, put it in the back of my mind. And I'd be like, you know what? This is unnecessary or whatever. not knowing, and I'm just using him as an example, there's so many other examples out there, not knowing that when you don't speak about something, you're actually making yourself more sick. You know what I'm saying? Because in that sense, it becomes toxic, because you're waiting for this person to make a change. This person might not even know that you want them to make a change because you ain't being upfront and telling them, baby, I don't like it when you do this. Baby, can we rather do that or whatever? Because you are too scared. In a sense, you are too scared to come across as you are being ungrateful. You are too scared as coming across as being petty. And you are too scared to, affect them negatively. If that makes sense. Like, you know what? Sometimes you are scared to tell somebody something because you don't want them to misinterpret what you're trying to say to them. So that was one of the reasons why I would stay away from conflict, because I know I'm a very calm person, very go with the flow. I love having me a good time, have laughing, being with family, friends, whatever. So whenever it comes to conflict an argument or something arises, the person who I'm having it with normally confused because it's so outside of my character, because they don't know me as being that type of person that's gonna be like, hold up, stop in the name of love before you break my heart. Like that type of person, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta say stop. You gotta stop because if you're gonna continue doing this crazy to me, you're gonna lose me, or you're gonna make me mad, or you know, y'all know what I'm saying. Sometimes you gotta stand up for yourself, and I wish that I could go into my past and speak to younger me, whether it be in my teens or my 20s, and just be like, you know what, Effie, it's fine, baby. It's fine. You can tell them how you feel. It does not make you a worse of a person. It doesn't make them worse of a person for you opening up your mouth and telling them, this is how I feel. I don't like this. I like this. Could you do that rather instead? Now you keep it all in for yourself, making yourself sick at the end of the day. That's some crazy. You're making yourself sick. If I could go back in time and tell myself that, babies, I think many of the relationships that I had wouldn't even have turned into relationships, because I would have been like, you know what, to the left, you know, just go to the left, because I ain't got time for your craziness. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to say the people crazy, but y'all know how I speak. Shit. So like I said, I would always choose to keep quiet, rather running away from my concerns instead of airing it out, making myself more sick at the end of the day, and then eventually bottling up all those negative emotions so much until eventually you just explode and the person is like, what in the hell is going on? And most of the times those people would tell you, but then why didn't you say this to me in the first place? You know what I'm saying, babies? Shit. So yeah, that is chapter one of conflict resolution when you're having some tea. Now babies, when I tell y'all, chapter 2, older me, or at least Effie from the age of 28 and above, or at least not even 28 really, not even really 28, if I literally think for myself, up until last year, when I did that brain detox of Dr. Caroline Leaf, I used to stay with this, you know, not airing my concerns, keeping quiet and things, until I did that brain detox. And Dr. Leaf, she taught, and y'all know, I speak about her in almost all my episodes. Y'all should go and listen to her on her podcast, Cleaning Up the Mental Mess. You can listen to it on Spotify, Google, Apple, Anchor, Breaker, etc., etc. She's also got her episodes up on YouTube. And she was actually, she wasn't the first person to tell me, but she was the first person that I took note of, you know, because I can be very stubborn, I can be very hard-headed, and I can be very much of, who you trying to tell me? I know for myself, I'm grown, you ain't got to tell me nothing, you know what I'm saying? Shit, she can be a bitch at times. Me. And up until she said it and she spoke about was it a toxic rumination? Yeah, toxic rumination. You not airing your things. So you got it in the back of your mind. So you go over the same thing over and over and over again. You toxic ruminating on the same shit. Instead of just airing your concerns with regards to resolving the conflict within. Or the conflict that you have towards somebody, but you choose not to speak about it. Up until I was done with that brain detox, I was like, you know what, no. And that is one of the reasons why, like my previous relationship, it opened up my eyes so much more. And I was like, you know what, I don't like this. I don't like that. And whatever. And in a sense, it kind of broke up the relationship because my partner was like, but hold up, this is, who is you? Why are you so different all of a sudden? You know what I'm saying, babies? Where in the first place, if I was as outspoken, now don't get me wrong, I'm not the type of person that's going to nag on everything. I'm not that person. Unless you give me reason to be. Y'all remember last week's episode, I told y'all about this person that I'm chatting to and all these things. Now he the type of person that you got to say the same thing over and over and over again. And I'm just like, hold up, does this man even care about me? Not that I feel that way, but sometimes you feel like, you know, when you keep telling somebody the same thing over and over and over again, they don't listen to you. It makes you feel like, does this person even care about me? The way that they say they do, because why do I need to keep saying the same thing over and over again? And that's something that I got from my mama. My mama, when we was little babies, me and my sister Jamie, when we was babies, my mama would say something one time, three times at most. Because when you said it, make sure that person, or at least when she said it, we knew, ooh, mama serious now. We gotta take note. Shit, you gonna be in trouble. Now, I'm exactly like that. I am not trying to be nagging, complaining, and stressing about you, not listening to me over and over again. And it reminds me, like I say, it makes me think of, does this person really feel for me the way that they say they do? It reminds me of another Supreme song. Set me free, why don't you, baby? Get out my life, why don't you, baby? 'Cause you don't really love me. You just keep me hanging up. Like, really? That is the way you start to feel when you gotta say the same thing over and over and over again. But let me get back to the... Not that I'm not off track. Y'all know how I is. I talk crazy. But yeah, as an older person, I've realized, especially since the brain detox, that when you have something on your spirit, you got to speak on it so that the next person can understand how you were feeling. Because when you keep it into yourself, like I said earlier on, that person might not even know that they had upset you. They might not even know that you don't like something because you smiling and you laughing and you just like, oh, you're so stupid and shit. But in the meantime, you just like, Lord, can this person just stop? If you tell the person to stop, that person gonna listen to you eventually. Unless they like this dude I done told you about who just don't listen. Or they listen to you. How do they say when I was younger? They would say it goes in at the ear, goes in at the one ear, and it comes out on the other side. Like literally, shit. That makes me crazy as hell. Crazy, mad as hell. I just want to beat you upside the head and just be like, can you listen? Can you listen to me? Shit. Ooh, Lord. But one thing that we need to know when resolving or trying to resolve conflict, we always need to know that there's a way and there's a way of doing and saying things. You ain't got to say it in a way of breaking the next person down. Y'all know what I'm saying? If you come through respectfully and you make that person understand why you're feeling a certain type of way, that person's going to appreciate you so much more for having the balls, as they say, to speak your truth and let them know that this is what you like and this is what you don't like. Because like I say, coming back to the same thing over and over again, if you're not going to speak your truth, they're not going to know, and they're going to continue doing what the hell they done did to upset you, which is going to cause some toxic ruminations in your spirit, and you're going to get sick at the end of the day. Now, why I decided on this episode, on this topic for today on conflict resolution is because, like I said, as a baby or as a younger person, I had this fear of conflict. Up until today, I still have this fear of conflict because I always fear that if I'm going to say something to somebody, it's going to turn out into a physical, you know, fight or whatever. Because I don't even know why I have that fear, but I just do, because sometimes you never know how somebody is going to receive or respond what the hell you're trying to say to them. You know what I'm saying? So for that reason, some people might keep quiet and just be like, you know what, it's fine. Let me just go on with my life. They're gonna come to realize on their own self, maybe they need to mature within themselves or something. And other people are just like, you know what, no. Let me tell you how I feel. And then you make the decision if you're going to make a change. And if you're not going to make a change, you can get to step in. And for those two reasons, nobody should actually have the fear, you know what I'm saying? Have that fear to resolve something that is negatively affecting your mental health. Speak on it. Stand your ground. Know how to say to that person, you know what, I don't like this. Or could you rather do that? Or why did you have to do that? You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't speak up for yourselves, honey, how that person gonna know how the hell you're feeling? And that brings us to the end of today's episode. Lord, sometimes when I am busy with these episodes and I come to the end, I always think like, dang, Effie, you start on such a high and then it just drops down all the way low. To close off the ending. But obviously you don't want to end your episodes on a high, because then it's going to feel like, you know, there's so much more things left unsaid. But yeah, thank y'all so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie today on conflict resolution when you're having some tea on Tea Time with Effie. Like I say every week, I'm so appreciative of y'all for your continued support with me on this journey of podcasting. You know what? To be real, sometimes I sit in my bed and I think to myself, Effie, for how much longer are you going to continue with this podcast? Where are you going to get all the ideas? What you going to speak about? Who you going to bring on? Are you only going to have Aunt Delicious? Are you going to have more? Like, so many things going through my mind. But I think that is normal when you really want success in what you are doing. Y'all know what I'm saying? So I overthink everything and I try to get the best content for y'all and always bring in my own stories as well of, y'all know what I'm saying, like when I talk about my own real examples of what had happened to me or what I did in my past life. Babies, when I tell y'all. Anywho, thank y'all so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Whether you're laying on your bed listening to me in your earphones, you might be in a grocery or liquor store while you're listening to me. You might even be driving in your car and have me on the stereo. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Y'all be blessed.